Okay, so I have a planning doc, of course, because it's me. Here is the planning doc.
You might be.
Wait for everybody to get onto it. So, waiting for three more people to get on.
Ooh, snowball fight. I love it. Should have that every hour.
Hello?
Hey, Nos, I think you might need to disconnect and reconnect to get your mic to be working properly. Okay, so these are the events that I have already planned. Some of them need new names. I'll give you that, but this is what I had in mind. So I was thinking we would have photos with Santa. I think that would be fun. Since we are planning this to be on the 23rd of December, which is also the day that Secret Santa will be wrapping up. So by that point in time, everybody should have their gifts and be happy and want to have a blast at the party. Okay, so we're gonna have a couple of attractions. Actually, more like a few. I was thinking we could do a maze again, make it slightly different than the one we did at Halloween, but I will leave that to the decorators to deal with. And then at the end of the maze, instead of having a haunted house, we would have Santa's toy workshop. So that'll be a fun thing. I was also thinking that we could make a Soul Winner's Day tree. That would be an attraction, like the Rockefeller Christmas tree in New York.
User disconnected from your channel.
Bye, Nos. And then we could also have Winter's Day lights. So we could decorate some of the houses to be Christmas themed and have like a little tour to go through all the houses and stuff. And then if we wanted to give away little things like we did with trick or treating, Nos's thing is still all weird. Anyway, so any questions about the attractions so far? Okay, let me pull Nos back in here.
User was moved to your channel.
Nos? Okay, so I do have a few contests on here. Instead of having a costume contest, I figured we could have a look-alike contest for Santa and Mrs. Claus, and if we wanted to include elves in that, we could as well. And then it would be a scoring system out of 10, just like the costume party is. The next contest I have is reindeer games. So that would be like a costume brawl using the Winter's Day tonics and the Winter's Day toys. So like the fancy winter scepter or whatever it's called. Instead of having a scavenger hunt, I thought we could have a race. So you have to find all the checkpoints, get to them, and beat everybody else. And then a snowball fight, like dodgeball style. So that could be fun.
Yeah.
And then there are a few games. One would be a gift exchange. The way that would work is everybody participating would bring a gift of a set amount of gold. It would be a range, probably like either less than 5 gold or 5 to 10 gold. And then the person running that event would take everybody's gifts, assign each gift a number, and then everybody participating picks a number at random, and then they are given that gift. So they have no idea what gift they're getting. And then the next person, like, so say I was person one and I picked number 13, and then Ashara was
User
person number
disconnected from your
two,
channel.
he could say, "Well, I'm gonna get gift number two, but I don't want gift number two. I want Angel's gift 13." And then I would have to switch with him.
Oh, we used to do that at a family Christmas with real gifts.
Yeah, like we
Fun.
do that at my house too. So it will be a little bit of work for the person running it, but it should be a lot of fun because you don't know what you're going to get. And then the rules would be you can't look at your mail until either you have to exchange your gift with someone or you get to the end. And then everybody would open their mail at the same time. Another game would be, right now I have it called Warm Up. So the thought behind that was it would be like coming into a little shop after walking around on the streets, looking at pretty lights and stuff, and you go into a bakery to get a pastry or something, and it would be like the bobbing for apples kind of thing from the Halloween party. And then we would also have the door prize raffle. So, any thoughts, comments, questions?
Are we not utilizing the arena for any of these things?
Not. I don't have any plans for the arena that I can think of, but this
Where
is
would
just...
this... Sorry.
This is just a preemptive thing.
Where would the snowball fight be?
We would need kind of a big area for it, so... Because I was thinking we would put the maze where the other maze was. The reindeer games would be where the costume brawl was. The only thing is, It would be awesome if we could have the snowball fight in the arena. I just don't know if we can.
Good try. Sure. What, a snowmaker. A couple snowmakers.
Let's see.
What if... Now hear me out. What if we had a giant Christmas tree in the arena and had the Nutcracker Gauntlet where people had to fight each other through traps and a giant jumping puzzle up to the top of the tree?
Oh my god.
That sounds awesome.
That is amazing. Yes, I love that idea. That is brilliant.
Giant Christmas tree, you would need a ton of Christmas trees and tier them. Make sense?
Yes. Let's make this happen. So that would be a contest. I like it. That's going to be fun, because then you can fight each other through it, right? So it's a race to the top, plus you get to kill things.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll make it very far. Sounds awesome.
I like it.
I wonder how long that would take. If it was like a jumping puzzle where you're jumping from ornament to ornament, and then you also have traps, and then you also have other people fighting you.
I don't know, but that's going to be amazing.
See, what you do is you make sure everyone else is fighting each other, and then you go up to the top yourself.
Yeah. That's what thieves are for. You just go invisible. Oh my god, mesmers would be havoc on that.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, too. I'd come as mesmer.
Okay, any other ideas or improvements to ideas that have already been mentioned?
Well, let's see. For the snowball thing, it doesn't necessarily... Well, I guess for judging purposes, it would be better for a wide open area. But I'm also wondering if it could be like paintball style, where you have like some obstacles and whatever. I'm not sure whether that would be in the guild hall, though.
Well, next to the Riverside Overlook Waypoint, that is a fairly large area where there are trees, so you can use the trees as cover.
Yeah, because whatever is there can be all clear.
Sweets, you keep cutting out for me.
Oh, sorry. That can all be cleared out easily. I mean, that's just...
Now, I guess we'd have to test whether decorations would actually stop snowball.
True. We will have to test that. But that's easy enough to test. So, okay. So, any other ideas about things before we actually get down into stuff and decide on prices? I don't want to decide on who's going to run things yet, because I know a lot of people that wanted to be here can't be here, and people might not know their schedules by that point in time yet, so I don't want to say hold people to being there when they set it up, you know, 8 weeks in advance.
I agree.
But we can decide on all of the other things. We can get the schedule worked out as well. And I do have to say that we are in a better spot than what we were with the Halloween party, because we actually have a fair number of the Winter's Day decorations, and we already know that we have all the things that we would need for a maze. So, luckily, Winter's Day came after Halloween, and, you know, I think by that point in time, Sweets was probably Scribe level 400 by the time Winter's Day came last year. So, there is another How It's Made tab at the bottom of the spreadsheet, which lists how to make all of the current decorations that are available for Winter's Day, how to make some of the food, the wrenches, and how to get the drinks, like the drinks for the spirited drinker achievement or whatever. All the stuff for Christmas. And I also need to add another tab for the Nutcracker Gauntlet. Alright, any questions or anything before we get down to what's going to be prizes for everything? Alright. Alright, so We can all go to the tab for the lookalike contest. It should be the first tab on the bottom of the spreadsheet. And I was thinking that we could do the same prizes as we do for the costume contest. Top five scores would get a prize. The first one being a gem store outfit up to 800 gems, Black Lion weapon skin, a total makeover kit, a self-style hair kit, and a dye of equal or less than 20 gold. Everybody think that that's fair?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Moving on then. The reindeer games. So this is the costume brawl. I was thinking we would need at least two judges, probably use two or three. And then I put up the rules that I would like to see, but we can always change them. So you would have to use a winner's Daytonic or the fancy winner crystal scepter. You have to sign up before. It's a free-for-all style play, and then the top three get prizes. So, what prizes do we think would be good for a costume brawl?
What was it for Halloween?
I'm going to look that up right now. I'm going to pull up the other spreadsheet. Alright, so for the costume brawl, it was minis. So the top prize was 20 to 30. It was the mini Ember, which is like 25 or 28 gold. The second place was the mini Twisted Watchwork Moa, and the third place was the mini Fire Imp.
For the Christmas minis? I don't know.
I think the Christmas minis might be a bit expensive. Let's see.
The mini gift script is only one under 1.5. I don't know if you can...
There's a mini snowman that's just under 20 gold. We can use that as the second place.
Would we want to give away things like... I think people need like the Winter's Day red musical bell case, the snowball thing, and stuff for the Winter's Day shoulder piece thing. Although the snowball thing is way more expensive than the bell case.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess we should decide if we want to do themes the way we did for the Halloween party, where like each event gets its own theme worth of prizes. So, like, one theme would be minis, one would be dyes, one would be, you know, exotic weapons or whatever the case may be. Or do you guys just want everything to be everywhere?
Is there a third thing that's a snow thing? So we have a snowball, snowman. Is there anything else that's a snow?
There's a snow leopard.
To answer your question, I don't think it's bad doing the themes, but I'm not sure that people really care as long as the prize is a decent prize for whatever event. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense too. I think maybe the reason that we had so much theme last time is there was just so much holiday, Halloween stuff. Like, I don't remember those exotics that were dropping from trick-or-treat bags from last year. They could have been there, I just don't remember them.
But let's say that I'm really bad at a jumping puzzle, but the jumping puzzle rewards are the minis, but I really, really love minis, so I might not even try that, but if it's all mixed up, then I might have a better shot at getting something that I really want.
Okay, how about this? If we were to decide what would be like a top prize, a second prize, and a third prize, what about letting people choose from the options?
I like that idea.
Well, I was thinking for the costume brawl, use the enchanted snowball, the snowman, and the snow leopard. They're all snow. Is that a bad thing?
Do all of those have attacks for the brawl?
I think she
these would be
prizes.
The prizes.
Oh, I gotcha.
Would that be okay, or would that be a bad thing?
I think that would be fine. And to touch on the other point about letting people pick their own prizes from a set gold amount, that's all well and good, but having set prizes is easier for the people running the events because there's no follow-up to that. Like, you don't have to try to figure out while other stuff is going on, you're not trying to figure out this as well, like what they want. and trying to explain, well, you can't get the mini Karka because it's over 2,000 gold.
I'm not saying that we... What I mean is that we have a pool of prizes. So we've already decided what those prizes are. And if we need, a prize master, I guess we can have just a person that handles that. But I'm just meaning that we're not saying, oh, you can choose anything. It's okay, here's a list of... if we have, five contests, then we have five first prizes. And then if someone chooses one, then there's only four, and then three, and then two, and then the last person does get a choice.
Yeah, it benefits you to win early in that case.
So, I'm not sure if you would want to do that, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Alright, well, let's... Okay, do we want to have just set prizes, or do we want to have the prize pool then? Because if somebody wants to take control of the prize pool, and their sole responsibility the whole night is getting with the winners, checking out the spreadsheet, and being like, okay, well, this person wants this, this person got second place in this event, and figuring that out.
Would we have to stock extra of certain prizes if that were the case? Or would we just be like, tough luck if we don't have that anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
Or, I guess, well, I'm not sure if it would be worth having a tiebreaker if two people want, if we just kind of had people vote on what they want. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure there's a good system. But
if we do it where we have a prize pool, it would be... The first person who wins the first event, they get the pick of all of the first tier prizes. You don't tell anybody what the prizes are going to be until afterward. After they win, then you can be like, well, you have the choice of this, 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 or this.
Yeah, I mean, are we talking we're going to separate prizes from first, second, and third categories?
Yes.
And then okay.
No, we'd be doing that anyway, whether they're set to the event or pooled, to my understanding. Now, if we needed someone to do that, I could do that.
We could also, since we did the set prize pool already, use Winner's Day as kind of a test run to see if that system really works, and then go from there on our next event, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm willing to give it a try. We'll just collect prizes that are worth about the same amount, and then I'll compile a list on the spreadsheet and mark what's tier 1, tier 2, tier 3. Because everything except the costume contest is going to have up to 3 prizes. The costume contest has 5. So the costume contest is not counting towards this. Those are set prizes, because I'm spending gems for those.
Yeah.
So, if everybody wants to try that, I'm cool with trying that. We can see how it goes. And then Ashar will have his own tab on the spreadsheet. And then as soon, whoever's running those events, as soon as you're done, you need to whisper Ashara, let him know that you've gotten your winners, and then he needs to go in and check the spreadsheet. And it would be very, very important for whoever is running those events to make sure that they're put on the spreadsheet as soon as they're done.
I should leave that up to the people that are running the events. I'm willing to also be back up to events like I was this for Halloween.
In that case, though, then let's talk about what is the price range for first, second, and third prizes. You know what I mean? Because I think where that's going to be difficult is sometimes, people just donate things.
They do.
And having an actual, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? How do you determine the price range? Because that would be kind of determined on what is someone donated.
Well, also we can also think about this. If we determine the price range for each tier and we get stuff that is either outside of that price range, it can be used as door prizes, or we can sell it to get the things that we want in our price range. Like, if we get 15 of those enchanted snowball boxes, we're not going to need that many. We can sell some of them to get other stuff that we want.
True. But let's say, people donate, skins or something. You know what I mean? Like, Nosid.
I would say, in that instance, we would use them as store prices, okay, or part of the, like, how we did for Bobbing for Apples, where we had the gargoyle weapon skins in there, stuff like that. That would just be extra, like, not actually part of prize packs, but extra stuff.
I think that makes it a lot easier to handle.
And we can also, if we get a whole bunch of donations for it, we can also do extra raffles where people have to pay into it. That would be fine with me too. And then the rest of the money would go to the guild. As far as price ranges, first prize for the Mad King and the costume brawl were 20 to 30 gold. But for the scavenger hunt, it was between 50 and 60 gold.
Well, if we did get donations that were, like, let's say there's, if they're not even in tops in terms of first place prizes, if we do get donations that are equivalent, that, actually, I'm just going to shut up now.
Microphone muted. Microphone activated.
Okay, what just happened? Sorry, I had to AFK for a second.
Silence.
Okay. All right. What we could do is wait to see what donations we actually do get,
and go from there. Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna have to have.
It's gonna be hard.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have a second meeting anyway, like the week before, to determine who's gonna be doing what. And at that point in time, we can sort prizes into the tiers, and go from there. Everything that I get, I'll be putting on the inventory spot of the spreadsheet. And I'll just list it out, how many we have, how much it's worth, and then tier levels. So I think that, how much is the Enchanted Snowball worth?
About 30 gold.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can make,
like, second, depending on prizes are donated.
I don't think any of the events this time are going to be as difficult as the scavenger hunt was. So I think if we make first place 25 to 35 gold, and then make second place 15 to 20 gold, and then third place 10 to 15 gold, or not 10 to 15, maybe 7 to 15 gold, I think that would be okay. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's, I mean, unless somebody else, you know, somebody else.
I don't even know what you said, sweet, so you got cut out there for a second.
Oh, well, I don't know why I keep doing that. And this headset isn't even old. No, I was just asking for people's opinion. That's all with that. Sorry.
Yes.
What? Well, you're tearing it down, so yeah, I think it works.
Okay, so 25 to 35 gold for first place. Second place would be 15 to 20. And then third place for the Halloween events were 5 to 7 gold. So we could probably make that. How do you guys feel about 7 to 12 gold for third place?
It's fine with me.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so now I can go ahead and update. Okay, so when would we like to announce the winner's day party to the rest of the guild?
The sooner the better, so that people can schedule their holiday plans.
As soon as we have a solid date for it.
It's going to be on December 23rd, which will be a Friday.
Okay, cool. Is that going to be a problem being so close to Christmas, though?
My thought behind that was that's the day that we're exchanging the gifts for Secret Santa. So everybody would get their gifts, everybody would be in a good mood, you know, guild chat would be really, really positive, and, you know, people would be hopefully being really nice to each other and being really cool. So that was my plan, was doing it the same day as Secret Santa gift exchange.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering about people's travel.
Well, let's look at a calendar. I'm worried about doing it before the gift exchange for Secret Santa. But if we wanted to bump it up to Saturday the 17th, I would also be okay with that date.
If people go places, they're going to leave most likely on the 23rd.
Yeah, I don't have family where we are, so I'm probably not going to be available on the 23rd. I would be here on the 17th.
Does the 17th work better for everyone then?
Yeah, I think I like that one.
Yeah, it's easier.
It doesn't really help. It doesn't really help that the very next weekend is another holiday weekend either.
Yeah.
It all just kind of lined up perfectly inconveniently this year, I guess.
Well, this actually works out better for me, too, because I would have had to work that Friday, so I wouldn't have been able to dedicate any time during the day to doing stuff.
Okay. Let's do 17th, because I think Friday's going to be tricky.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I'll be available all day to assist with all the things. Okay. All right, so when do we want to announce it to the rest of the guild now?
You have a pretty good turnout for missions on Saturday night, so maybe tonight?
I think it's kind of early.
That's what I was thinking.
Now that we're not doing it on Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 17th, I think it's a little early to be announcing it now.
Why do you say that, sweet?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't think people will even remember.
Yeah, I think if you put it a month.
Far advanced.
Yeah, a month is a long time, so it could potentially get lost in other stuff.
So you're saying not everyone is a planner like me?
Mm-mm.
Pretty much. maybe like, 2 to 3 weeks before?
Yeah, it's like whenever you send out, I guess, event planning thing. When you send out like party invitations, if you send it that far in advance, you have to also send out a reminder notice. Couple reminder notices. Like it this way, maybe we can, I mean, yes, announce it in the guild chat often, but do not tend to remember things that far out for an event. I mean, unless it's a wedding. Then.
Well, the other thing is if we do announce it somewhat early, maybe not this weekend, but maybe next weekend, then that would give people time to donate towards it as well.
That's true.
So it's kind of like a toss-up. Either we want people to help us with prizes, or we want people to remember it. Now, we announced the Halloween party, 6 weeks in advance? And we still had an awesome turnout for it.
Yeah, well, I guess we could if we have a good turnout tonight, I guess.
But I don't want to announce it tonight because I want to get with the other officers to make sure that they will be available on the 17th.
I gotcha.
I would say probably either the weekend before or the week of Thanksgiving. A lot of people are spending that week either already like with their families and thinking about the holidays ahead of them, and plus Black Friday, and so Christmas is already kind of on everybody's minds.
Right.
And plus, that gives you time to talk to everybody you need to. And if we need to finalize anything, I'll have all of next week.
Well, I'll be able to talk to the officers on Sunday.
Okay.
So I'll have an answer by then for everyone, as far as the officers are concerned. I know that there are other colonels and architects that want to help, so we also need to make sure that that's good with them. So I'll probably put up a forum post in the architect blueprint. So I will also be putting this recording there.
Next week? Next Saturday, announce it at Guild Mission? Or?
Yeah, I think we should be able to announce it by the 19th. And that's 5 weeks. That's 4 weeks before the event.
Oh, yes.
That came up fast.
Yeah. Yeah, we're already almost halfway through November.
Jesus.
Jeez, God.
Yeah, this year is going by pretty quickly. So I'll get with everyone that I can to make sure that the 17th works for everyone, and then we can go from there. Okay, so let's work on the schedule a little bit, because now my schedule is all thrown off. I learned my lesson with the Halloween party. I'm not going to have any events overlapping each other because everybody wanted to do everything, which was great. So not overlapping any events this time. Right now I have the lookalike contest beginning at 8 o'clock Eastern time. All these times are in Eastern time because that's where I am. And I figured that the bobbing for apples thing, the photos with Santa, the winter's daylights, and the maze could all open at the same time because those aren't actual events per se. So people can go around, do all of those things, and then at 8:30 we'll get into the actual like events for prizes and stuff. That also gives people a chance to sign up for the door prizes without, you know, trying to catch other things. Do you guys think that that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Wait. So I was going to have the first event at 8:30 be the reindeer games. But now I'm thinking I might want it to be the Nutcracker Gauntlet to get things off with a bang.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Well, I think it's also important this time because, like, by the time towards the end of the Halloween thing, people started fading out. It's to announce in the beginning that there's door prizes at the end.
Yeah.
Do they have to be present to win?
I don't believe so.
No, I don't.
Okay.
So if I move everything down one, deer fight, and then what am I missing? The gift exchange.
And you don't have the snowball fight.
Okay, how does that schedule look to everyone?
Yeah.
And then whenever everything finishes up, we'll do all of the announcing of who won all the things.
What was the icy race?
The icy race is kind of like a scavenger hunt throughout the guild hall, but okay, only a race.
Right, okay.
Well, maybe in that case, maybe it's more like the Sanctum Sprint.
But I'm not sure that I'm happy with the name of that in the warm-up event, so if you guys want to help me think of different names.
So the warm-up was coming in from the cold for pastry and stuff?
That's the idea, but it's going to be similar to the bobbing for apples.
Can you describe the process of that? Like, obviously not going to have a Halloween cauldron there, so how is it going to be laid out?
True. That would make it easier to maybe name it.
So, has anybody ever gone and cut down their own Christmas tree at a Christmas tree farm?
Yes.
Okay. You know how sometimes when you go to the Christmas tree farm, they, like, give you, like, cookies and, like, hot apple cider? So we could lay out, like, a Christmas tree farm and give out things for prizes, like we did for bobbing for apples. Like, instead of it being a cauldron that you have to jump in, you have to, whoever's running the event would randomly give out every 10 or 15 or whatever seconds. Somebody goes, picks out their Christmas tree, and then they get this either, you know, apple cider or whatever else we want to give out.
Are the trees going to be numbered?
No, they would just pick a tree, and then they would stand beside it for 10 or 15 seconds, and then they get a prize.
Okay.
So essentially, the same thing as bobbing for apples, you're just not jumping into the cauldron.
Yeah. Now, let me look at decorations for a second.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to have new ones. I hope they do, anyway.
They had new Halloween decorations this year.
I know, I was surprised with that.
I'm not sure if it's necessary. Like, another possibility is, I know we have things like pillows and braziers. Could try and make it look like a little shop where instead of like a chair, you sit on a pillow. And I'm not sure if we necessarily need to have it. Like, I think if we had, I'm just trying to decide if we need, is it easier for the person running it to have it one at a time, or if we had kind of like a numbering system for the pillows where we could have like 1, 2, 3, 4 pillows or something, and then we serve them in that order.
Okay, my idea for this one, where is it? Put it, did I not make a thing for it?
Actually, do we, not to interrupt your thought, do we have any decorations that kind of look like a coffee machine or something?
No. I mean, unless they come up with something new.
You're pretty creative, sweet. You can come up with something.
Oh, jeez. There's nothing that I think that would work for that.
Maybe, if it, going with like the kind of warm-up theme, if we had something like a bonfire kind of thing, although And then, yeah, we could have like a bonfire with places to sit around it, and then we could have the, if we wanted to do like the winter's, the Christmas tree farm, we could have like, you know, like the trees scattered around that area and then have the sit down spot in like the middle.
I like it. For this one, I was thinking that we would have two or three people there at all times handing out gifts and things.
So yeah, we could have like pillows or something, because you can't really sit on a chair properly.
What about the little bonfires like they have in Shiver Peaks?
Yeah, I think we have bonfire decorations, campfire, and then there's the golden brazier thing, but I guess we would be able to address what fire things we have.
That's about it. We have the brazier, we have the campfire, we have the bonfire, we have the golden fire pit. Fire circle where you put a bonfire into it.
Yeah, I think we have an example of that circle in the guild hall right now.
Yeah, it's right over the bridge.
Yeah, it's sectioned off so that you could actually have people sitting at well, there's three main seating spots, but I guess you could technically sit five people if needed, but three is very easy.
So, let me take a look at things.
Yeah, if you come over to where I am, that's where the fire pit is. Like, if you come over here, you can see.
There's one other fire thing, and it's kind of just glows, and it's kind of lame. Some kind of a fire pit. It's called something fire pit.
This one isn't too bad. And we could put, like, we have those cover thingies. Like, the little tent-type thingies. We could put that over it. That would keep the heat inside, right? And then we could have the Christmas tree farm behind it, and we can call it Soul's Christmas Tree Farm. And that would be the name of the event instead of warm up, because people could, as long as they're here, they would get prizes.
Or I guess we could always, I guess another possible name is Gather Around the Fire. Maybe not quite as good, too. And I know Mithril was wisecracking at Halloween, so we could even have someone that pretends to tell stories, if someone wants to. Not necessary.
I thought Soul commentated really well, too. That was awesome.
I'm trying to think of something Christmas-themed, like, for one of the Christmas songs for this. And the only thing that's coming to mind is Chestnuts Roasting, but that doesn't really make sense. Okay,
Baby, it's cold outside.
The most rapiest Christmas song ever.
Sweet memories.
Oh, let's find the YouTube thing. Maybe just take a look at this quickly.
Can we have a Red Ryder BB gun as one of the prizes?
That would be so cool.
That would be awesome.
And the leg lamp, too.
Yes. We should do a Christmas theme gifts. No, because the game doesn't have it. Somebody get the bowling ball.
We need to petition for a decoration for the leg lamp.
What is this?
Oh, I know this.
We could always steal the first part where they say campfire Christmas. Oh, actually, I guess it wouldn't be Christmas. It would be Winter's Day.
Could just call it the campfire opening.
What is this song for?
Nothing important. We can just call it if you want. Oh, let's see now. Yeah. And I think we could come up with different names all day. It just had a fire and it had a Christmas song on it, so.
Couldn't figure out.
How about Woody Winter's Day? Because there's wood in the campfire, there's going to be trees around it, which are made of wood, and then it's an alliteration. Or...
Do you realize the other version of wood?
You guys, what the fuck is wrong with all of you?
I can never say the word wood without people like going, oh,
that's so funny.
How about warm up by the fire? Or maybe that's the one.
Or a warm winter's day?
Hot chocolate bar?
Yes. Hot chocolate bar. I love it. How do you guys feel about it?
I'm a fan.
I like it a lot better than some of the other options.
Can we have a real chocolate bar?
Oh, buttons. God. Oh my god, can we have an ugly Christmas sweater contest?
How would we do that?
I don't know, they have to come in as ugly as dressed possible.
Have like
Christmas themes?
I went to Twaddle last year around Christmas, and there was a big guild that was having an ugly Christmas sweater contest, and it was absolutely adorable. I mean, atrocious.
Imagine you just have, like, normal armor colors for everything but the shirt, and have the shirt, like, super crazy greens and reds and yellows and purples.
They didn't end it with the shirt. They did the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
She was apologizing for how ugly her costume was.
So nobody would actually have to change their armor for that. They could just dye it different colors, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we would be judging the ugliest of the ugly?
Yep.
So I guess we'll have to change the name on the schedule as well. For the hot chocolate bear.
Why? Oh, I thought it would be two separate things.
No, that will be. Does everybody else want to do an ugly sweater contest?
Yeah, throw in a bunch of like crazy particle effects and you've got a party.
You have an extra L in chocolate.
Oh. Ashar, I think you can, you know...
If I signed in, yes. Let me sign in.
Okay, and then do we want to make the ugly sweater contest the last thing that we do then?
Yeah, I'm not really sure where else we would squeeze it in.
That would cause people to definitely stick around until the end, though.
Yeah, and can you line everybody up so we can see? I mean, the judges obviously are seeing, but I would like to see what everybody looks like all together.
Yeah.
We kind of had a group picture at the end, but I think some of the people had already left at that point. I'm not sure if they had all their costumes on, though.
Why does it do that?
I think you have to add PM to the end.
No, I had PM, and it's a plain text thing.
I gotcha.
And then it doesn't want to sit it properly, because it's stupid. Okay. Ugly sweater contest.
Yeah, I'm stuck on view only.
Not anymore?
It's still... Hold on. Let me just completely sign in and come back in.
Oh, you'll probably just have to close the spreadsheet down and reopen it. Okay, so what about the name of the icy race?
Race of the Red Rider.
Yes! Everyone else good with that?
Yes.
Very creative.
Oh, Button, did you plan your own wedding?
No, that was all Brandy. She'd probably be a lot better at this, because she's more into Christmas stuff than I am.
So we'll start the event off with a contest, and end it with a contest. I like it.
Very nice.
Of course not to be that guy, Buttons. Alright, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy is everybody with this?
20.
Shit. You're so funny.
I'm in 10. I think it's great.
Yeah, 10, 10 for me too. It's good.
Okay, cool. So you guys might want to bookmark this page, the spreadsheet page. I'll be adding the other stuff into it, and then as I get things, I'll update the spreadsheet with the prizes. So, Sweets, I'll be adding the stuff that you gave me into that. And once Winner's Day actually starts, then I will take a look at the wiki and see what other Winner's Day decorations have popped up, and I'll put those on there as well.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions? Anything anybody wants to add?
I think it'll
good
be
job.
Fun.
Thanks. What was that, Sweets?
I think it'll be fun.
I hope so. I always get, like, super nervous when I'm planning things like this. You guys should have seen me before the Halloween party. I was, like, a freaking wreck.
Nah, I think all this looks super good.
All right. And when do we want to have the next meeting?
When does the, I guess we have no idea when, Christmas stuff will start in the game, right? So you can actually make stuff.
I would assume it's either going to be the 6th or the 13th.
It's a shame that the Christmas thing doesn't really have a thing where you can take a big group into.
I know.
Although, I'm kind of looking forward to smashing stuff in the workshop.
What was the base for purchasing clouds? I can't remember.
Which clouds?
Like, in order to make stuff in the Guild Hall, you needed clouds. That's like the main component. No, not clouds. They're not clouds. Snow. I don't remember what you used to purchase them.
100 flawless snowflakes.
Okay.
How many snow piles do we have right now? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Are you still in the Guild Hall?
We have 387.
Okay. I'm sure we will have more. So, because I have like a ton of flawless snowflakes that I will be donating towards this.
Yeah, we purposely didn't make anything with the snow piles because I knew that Insane was using it for a jumping puzzle, and I know he wanted to do one, so I didn't know, like Noss and I didn't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What to do about that.
Well, the Guild Hall's not going to be reset, but a lot of these decorations are going to have to come down again, so Insane knows that, and he's just going to have to get over it.
Question. These sound things in the bar or the tavern, do we know what all music they play?
The sound things should play the Guild Anthem.
Okay. And I guess you need to be a leader to make it play.
So which areas of the Guild Hall did you have in mind we would have to clear out?
Okay, so Sweets, over here. Where? All the maze is gone?
No, the maze is still there. You just have to drop down to see it.
Okay, so the maze would go where it is now.
Right.
And then this area over here would be for the snowball fight.
Right.
We'll just put up the trees and stuff.
Okay.
Take all the actual Halloween stuff out.
Yeah.
And then the costume brawl thing would be where the other costume brawl was.
Okay.
The winter's daylights would be where the trick-or-treating was. Let's see. The Race of the Red Rider would be probably on... Well, we would have to figure that out, because we would have to set up checkpoints and stuff. And then the Nutcracker Gauntlet would be in the Guild Arena. The Gift Exchange is going to be wherever. So then we just need to figure out where we're going to put the photos with Santa, the Soul Winner's Day tree, so the rock, like the Rockefeller Christmas tree, and... the hot chocolate bar. So, I was thinking the Soul Christmas tree would probably go behind the central waypoint, and then the photos with Santa could be on the other side of this bridge, where the bobbing for apples was.
Oh, yeah.
Cause this...
So most of the hall isn't going to be removed. There's nothing in those areas anyway.
Not really, but there's still, because of the decoration cap, we might need to take decorations down.
Yeah, let's start with a stairway to heaven.
there's another incomplete stairway.
There is?
Yeah, if you run up towards the waypoint that's behind the airship, like the southwest corner, there's like 6 or 7 random fountains.
Oh, actually, we could put the photos with Santa on the airship, and then...
Oh, yeah. That's
and the backstory is that Santa traded in his reindeer for an airship.
Yes. Well, no, we can put the reindeer sculptures on the airship, and we can have it so that the reindeer are pulling the airship while it's on dock.
Yeah, he's flying in style.
Yes.
Poor reindeer.
And then the hot chocolate bar can go exactly where the bobbing for apples was.
Right.
Because this is a little, like, town kind of area thing, so it would make sense for it to be there, like, outside of the scribing station and such. So, and then we would just have to map out a course for the race. Maybe all along the east side of the map would be good with all those bridges. And then they have to find the checkpoints after they get off the bridges.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and the next meeting.
Is that when we'll decide who's doing what?
Yes, I would say the 10th. That's the Saturday before. And then, of course, we would meet the day of, just to make sure that everyone is still available, that stuff didn't come up for people. And then if it did, that gives us time to rearrange things to make it work for everyone.
I'm cool with that.
Okay. So let me put it in my calendar.
Of course, one button doesn't make all of everybody else's opinion. If everybody
else does.
Yeah, nobody else is saying anything, guys. Is everyone else good with the 10th? Does anybody have plans that they know of already?
No.
No, I'll be back in town.
Okay.
Should we do it sometime that night so it's easier for a lot of other people? Or would it be easier to have it during the day like we did this time?
The thing with having it at night, even if we made it at 5 o'clock Eastern, which would be fine with me, but that doesn't really give us a whole lot of time between that meeting and missions then.
Gotcha.
And I don't want to do it after missions because missions take so long now. And as it was, this meeting has already been an hour and a half.
Oh, snap.
When would everyone be available on a Saturday?
I'm off all day on Saturday now, so I can schedule it around my other things, whatever you guys need.
I can be here all day.
Yeah, if I know the time, I can block it out so that I don't schedule something over it.
How about an hour later than what we started today's meeting? So 4 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday the 10th.
I can do that. And I can show all of this to Brandy and give her a rundown too, and then speak on her behalf, because she'll probably have to work during that time.
Okay. Knowing her, I'm sure she'll have notes. Okay, so 4 o'clock Eastern time works good for everybody for the 10th?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, it's going on the calendar.
Good work, team. All right, I have to head off and finish cleaning this house before people come over.
Okay. All right, anything before we actually do wrap up the recording? All right, I'm going to get the recording then. Thank you guys for coming.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, see ya.
See ya.